As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Very first time. So, who here knows Rick and Morty, has seen them? Nobody. Okay, that's good. One, two. Okay. Today I will talk about Rick and Morty. I think it's a wonderful science fiction series, far more deep than it can seem at first sight. And it's impossible to describe all series that has already 50 episodes and it's ongoing, but I want to concentrate about the more interesting, the more deep parts of the series. Okay, if everything works, can we go with the main titles? Okay. Sì. No problem.
Those of you who I've already met, and to meet those of you who I haven't and to make new friendships. So for me, that's what this weekend is about, old friends and new. A huge thanks to my old friend Flora for, first of all, for putting on this incredible event for, what, 21 years now with DeepCon.
Yes.
And being truly such a true creator of friendship and family.
Thank you.
And love for science fiction, love for these stories. And it's truly just an honor to be back here with you.
It's an honor to have you see here.
Thank you.
You and you know your wonderful boyfriend too. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. I really mean it. Thank you so much. And really, it's one of the most popular conventions in all of Europe and all of the world for us guests. It's one of the ones that we always covet. And we're always jealous of whoever gets invited, and I'm so grateful and honored that this year it's me.
And thank you so much for coming to Europe and for not being afraid of flying from the United States.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you
well,
so much.
It's worth so anything. Thank you so much. So come say hello at any time and let's make friends, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, as we've seen, Rick and Morty is an animated series about adventure, about black humor, and a lot of more things. Can we go to the next image? Okay, the main character is Rick. Rick is a scientist. He's a very great scientist. He's probably the best mind of the whole universe. He can do anything. There is nobody that can outsmart him. He can do everything. And Morty is a nephew. And when Rick comes home after a long absence, takes Morty as an assistant, as an helper for his great adventure in galaxies and dimensions and so on. If you find the characters familiar, it's because they were developed starting from two movie characters. Next. Okay, you know them all. Doc and Marty, Rick and Morty. In fact, Rick and Morty started as a spoof of Back to the Future. Back to the Future, this started really for spite. Next image, please. Okay, because the main author of the series, Justin Roiland, had to stop doing an animated series for copyright problems. He was spoofing another American series. So, for spite, he did this very crude web animation, the real animated adventures of Doc and Marty, and it was a very cruel and harsh spoof of Back to the Future. It lasted only 3 or 4 episodes on web, and then was interrupted. But the voices of the characters were very good. Justin Roiland did them themselves. So when many years after, the other author of the series, Mark Harmon, asked him to collaborate for an animated series, he thought of these characters and took them from the naphthalene and decided to develop them into a series. And so they decided, first of all, that Rick had to be the grandpa, the grandfather of Morty. And the Adult Swim, that is the adult part of Cartoon Network that wanted to develop the series, wanted long episodes of half an hour each. So they had to have more characters and decided to create a family. And so, next one. So we had Morty's father and mother. The mother, Beth, is Rick's daughter, and she's a very intelligent woman, but when she met Jerry, that is a quite stupid man, she remained pregnant, and so she had to abandon her project to become a scientist, and so now she works as an animal surgeon, and they are the parents of Morty and his older daughter, his older sister, that is Summer. Next one. Okay, so Rick and Morty comes out wanted to come out like a crossover between The Simpsons and Futurama. So some of the most seen, most appreciated cartoon series of the USA. So a mix between science fiction and family drama. There is a lot of family drama because Beth and Jerry are not an ideal family. There are a lot of problems, but this is not the most important thing of the series. The series, I think, is a very good science fiction because it takes very seen tropes of science fiction and takes them elsewhere and takes them to their extreme consequences and shows that you can do a lot of things with them. So Rick is a scientist that can do just everything. And I think there are two themes underlying the series. The first is that there are always problems. Even when you can do everything, you cannot cancel problems. You can hide them, but problems always come back later. And we'll see how this happens in the series. And another thing is that when the more you know, the more you see about how everything is useless, is meaningless, complicated, has no sense, has no solution in general, but you still remain a man who needs reassurance, who needs a solution, who needs simple things. And this contrast, I think, is the essence of the modern life. And it's shown very well in Rick and Morty. Next one. Okay, so Rick can do, we said Rick can do everything. So Rick does even very stupid things. This is one of the beloved episodes of the series, Pickle Rick. And so one time Rick transformed himself in a pickle cucumber. Why? Because he can. So he said, no, now I want to become a pickle cucumber. And so everybody says, but why? Because I can. This remembers me, Siberiad by the Polish author Stanisław Lem. When the main characters, Trull and Klapauszus, go searching the planet where the maximum level of knowledge has been reached, and they find a cubic planet. Why? Because they could do it cubic, and so they made their planet like a cube. Why? Because they could. So when you can do everything, you can do very stupid things just about boredom. So in this episode, next image, Rick has a very big problem being a cucumber, but he saves anyway the world still being a pickle cucumber because he's a genius, and even as a pickle cucumber, he can do anything. But this was very fun. But of course, this being a cucumber is a way to show that it tries to flee away from the family for responsibility, doing stupid things. And then he has to find a remedy as a solution for a problem that created himself. Adesso c'è il video. Okay, so now I'll show a very, very special, a part of a very, very special episode that shows how special is Rick and Morty. So this episode starts with a new character at the table. It's an uncle that we have never seen. And it's not explained why he's on the table, but it seems like a part of the family. And then we'll see what happens. Forse ci metto un attimo a partire.
Jerry, but life is made of little concessions.
You know what? You're gonna land on your feet, Jim. Some company out there is gonna think they're lucky stars they hired my little brother.
Who the f*** are you?
My goofy brother, Steve? He's been living here almost a year now. Are you losing your mind?
Hey, someone's been spending too much time around blowing rocks, am I right?
There's no such thing as an Uncle Steve. That is an alien parasite.
But I've known him my whole life.
No, you haven't, Jerry. These telepathic little bastards, they embed themselves in memories, and then they use those to multiply and spread out and take over planets. It's disgusting.
Steve wasn't real?
He's a real piece of shit. This is a big one. Somebody probably tracked it in last week on the bottom of their shoe or on a piece of alien fruit.
Satellite?
Get off the high road, Summer. We all got pink eye because you won't stop texting on the toilet.
But Uncle Steve taught me how to ride a bike.
No, Steve put that memory in your brain so it can live in your house, eat your food, and multiply. You could be infested with these things. So we gotta keep an eye out for any zany, wacky characters that pop up.
Ooh, wee! Whatever you want, Rick. We're here to help.
Thanks, Mr. Poopy Butthole. I always could count on you.
Okay, and now we see that this strange character, Mr. Poopy Bottom, is now in the main titles and appears in every scene. Okay, so we have seen. So we have seen there are these alien parasites that can enter in your mind and create false memories and tell you that they have always been there. So suddenly, everybody you see can, and this guy's monster, even if you think that you know from when you were a child. So. And the very, very special thing is that this is transferred on the public, because now this stupid character with a very stupid name, Mr. Poopy Bottom, now we see him in the main titles too. So we wonder, was he there even before, or they added it? And so this is a way to drag the public inside the cartoon. But there is an even better thing at the end of the episode, because in the episode the Rick, Morty, Beth and Jerry manage to kill and destroy all the parasites save for Mr. Poopy Bottom. And in the end, in the very end, Beth thinks, this is how this stupid character can be here, is not part of our family. And he shoots him. But let's see what happens. Next. Okay. Mr. Poopy Bottom is not a parasite. He's a real character. He doesn't die. He's just wounded. And next image. In the end, we see he recovering from the wounds with a limp, and Beth with a great guilt sense for having shot him, thinking that he wasn't real, but he was real. So now the public is in doubt. So was he real or wasn't real? I thought it wasn't real, but now we see that he didn't die. So what happened? And it's a very, very clever way, I think, to put the uncertainty of reality that is felt by the characters to the public too. And the very beautiful thing is that this goes on, because in the episode after, we don't see Mr. Poopy Bottom anymore. So we think it was just a joke. But then, next, we see him reappear. He has even a family, a child, and not doesn't limp anymore, so we're very happy for him. But we wonder, is Mr. Poopy Bottom a real character or not? We don't know. And I think this is a very modern, postmodern thing to do in a animated series of a humorous cartoon. So putting the uncertainty that the characters feel inside the public himself. So next. Okay, one of the main assets of Rick and Morty is that there are infinite universes. So there is if you can think something, there is a universe somewhere that you can reach where this happened. And so there are infinite copies of the various characters. So, for example, this is Simple Rick. In some universe, there is a Rick that is stupid, is not intelligent. And next. And in another universe, there is a copy of Morty that is evil. And it's not only evil, it's so intelligent that he can control Rick. In this case, in the couple, Rick and Morty, in this universe, Morty is the intelligent one, and Rick is the servant. And this evil Morty is a recurring character, and is probably the most dangerous character of all the series. We still don't know what he will do. Next. So, and the interesting thing, what they said, what they meant when they see Rick and Morty takes to the extremes every trope of science fiction. So we have the trope, there are infinite parallel universes. Well then, so there are infinite Rick and infinite Morty, and so most of the Ricks and Morty of the all universes went together in a citadel of Ricks. Well, all the Ricks of the infinite universes are together to defend themselves for the rest of the world. But our Rick, the Rick of the series, is so anarchist that is against even the other Ricks. So they are in fight between themselves. Next. And this is in a very interesting episode. We leave our main characters aside and we see what happens in the Rick and Morty Citadel. And there we can see that they follow all the tropes of the police movies with black and white characters, where Rick is the white and Morty is the black, with all the possible different interaction that we have. So there is a Morty, a policeman Morty that is against his own Morty comrades. There is even in the end a Morty that manages to be elected the first president of the Citadel of Ricks. But we see that in reality it's the evil Morty. So evil Morty becomes becomes the president of all the Ricks. And Rick thinks, then our Ricks, the Ricks of the series, thinks this is not about us. It's something that won't affect us. But of course, I think it will be proved wrong in a future episode. Next. Okay. And so Rich is a genius, but is human too. And we can see his humanity in his pettiness. Is an alcoholic, is sarcastic, and has his little quirks. For example, Rick has a planet, a very idyllic planet with little birds, flowers, and beautiful sunsets, and so on. And this planet is his bathroom. It's the only place where he can go to the bathroom in peace. And and when an alien finds this planet for a chance and uses his bathroom, he becomes mad. Who dare to use my bathroom? So we can see that he's a very great character, but very little in the same, because his humanity is still inside him. And even if he does everything to leave his humanity behind, to show that he doesn't care, is the most cynical character you can imagine, he still has his weaknesses, and he still loves, in his way, his family. He cannot sever his tie with the family members. The next. And so we come to a very interesting episode when we discover that Beth, Morty's mother, has a twin that lives in space and is a very famous, important guerrilla warrior. And we wonder, who is this Beth? Is a clone? But is this the clone? Or is the clone the Beth that is on Earth and is Marty's mother? Next. So when the two Beths, by chance, meet, of course, they want to know who is the real Beth and the real clone. Next. And the problem is, even Rick has forgotten, because he took away the memory from his mind, because he doesn't want to know who the real clone is. And next. When he recovers the memory, we see that he didn't want to know, because why he created a clone? Because he was undecided. Was it better to keep his daughter on the earth and spare every wonder, but every monster, every bad thing, or to let her go and become a genius like himself? He was unable to decide, so he created a clone, and then he randomly mixed them, so he could not know who is the real person and who is the clone. So, and this is, I think, very very interesting, because Rick here uses technology to avoid to decide. He doesn't want to live with the consequences of his decision, so he decides both. He takes two decisions at once to see what is better. But in fact, in the end, it causes only more problems. So in the end, both daughters hate him. And next, please. Next, please. And we can see that himself thinking, I am a very bad father. So even him has a very, very strong guilt sense about all this. And I think this is the recurring theme of the series. Rick can do anything, but anything he does has very important consequences that remain somehow hidden, but can come out in a later time. And I think that is in this very epoch, while we have global warming and so on, we think this is a very powerful message. We think we can solve everything with technology, but technology is often a way to avoid the problem and not to solve it. And so the problem will still be there and will come back. And we can see this in the last images I have. Next, please. Okay, in an episode of the very early in the series, Rick tries to solve the love problems of Morty, and consequences, he ends up destroying completely the Earth and transforming it in a desolation full of monsters and devoid of civilization. So, but Morty says, oh, Rick, you can solve this problem, you can solve everything, you can do it. So, next. And we see then the world is back to normal, and Morty says, wow, you did this time, you did it again, you solved everything, you found a solution, you solved everything, everything is back to normal. Okay, but what happens next? Next, Rick and Morty are destroyed by an explosion. And then we see, through a dimensional portal, our Rick and Morty coming. So what was the solution that our Rick found? So we find a new universe that is identical of ours, when I found a solution, but then we are dead. So we take the place of the dead. Next. We bury them, and so we have back our universe. So, but of course, Morty is very upset. So, but what happens to our old reality? And how can we take the place of these guys? But Rick says, these guys are dead, and who cares about the reality we come from? There are infinite realities, so I don't care if we accidentally destroy the reality. We have a new one here. But, of course, this is very shocking for Morty. And this is will be a theme that will go on later. In two episodes after, for his own machination, Summer discovers that she was the fruit of an unwanted pregnancy, that her mother didn't want her, and that her parents are unhappy because they had to marry just because she was going to be born. And so Summer is very upset and wants to leave home and go away. So Morty, to keep her home, says, listen, I'm not your real brother. your real brother is dead in a tomb in the garden. I come from a different dimension, and every day I have breakfast at 20 meters of the corpse of my own self. Next. And so, what is the conclusion of that Morty says to Summer? Next. This is a very, very iconic phrase of the series. Prossima. Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Next. Everybody is going to die. Come watch TV. So the result of all this knowledge of this knowledge about how the universe is meaningless, complicated, and everything in the end has no meaning, it just means that we become more attached of what we temporarily have. And this is Morty, the human character, the one that tries to keep his mental sanity, even through every time Rick shows him how many crazy and horrible things there are, and is the character in which we can imitate, and we try to keep what is important for us because it's important for us, and it doesn't matter anything else. So I think I have shown that Rick and Morty, that is not just this. Rick and Morty is a very fun series. It's a very adventurous series. It's very fun to be the watch, but it has very interesting sub-themes that I think make it a very special series. It was renovated recently. They did 30 episodes, but now it was renovated for 70 more episodes. We have come to 50, and so we have 50 more to be produced and to be shown. I expect a lot from them, and I hope I give you some curiosity to watch them, because I think it's worth the time. Thanks a lot. I think there is this is already time for the next. So yeah, just some questions. So that's where I go. Thank you.
Avete ascoltato Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache della galassia, da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafidi, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof Massimo De Santo. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificast.it, su Facebook alla pagina Fantascientificast, su Twitter sul profilo @fantascicast, sul nostro canale Telegram t.me/fantascientificast, sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/fsccommunity. Se siete particolarmente timidi, potete utilizzare la vecchia, cara e affidabile posta elettronica scrivendoci all'indirizzo redazione@fantascientificas.it. Tutte le puntate sono disponibili sul nostro sito, su Apple iTunes, su Spotify e su Podbean all'indirizzo podcast.fantascientificas.it. Se volete, potete lasciarci una valutazione a 5 stelle su Apple iTunes ed offrirci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, sostenendoci tramite una donazione PayPal utilizzando l'apposito pulsante sul nostro sito. Fantascientificast è una produzione amatoriale. Non si intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. L'autorizzazione SIAE 5612I5359. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Alexa 4 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento alla prossima puntata lungo la rotta di Kessel.
Settimo simbolo inserito nel computer. Blocco 1 pronto. Blocco 1 posizionato.
Potenza erogata 23%. Così.
Blocco 2 è pronto.
Attivato.
Blocco 2 posizionato.
Siamo al 35%.
Allarme rosso, evacuare l'area intorno allo Stargate. Liberate l'area, torniamo da voi, chiudo le porta.
Andiamo, sbrigatevi.
C'era quello sotto la grande pietra?
Sì. Mio padre lo trovò nel 1928. È fatto di un minerale che non si trova sulla Terra.
Blocco 5 posizionato.
75%.
Blocco 6 pronto. Blocco 6 posizionato.
Non eravamo mai riusciti ad andare oltre nella sequenza.
Blocco 7 pronto.
Pronto, attivato.
Blocco 7 posizionato.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.